So we do have a first-time testimony tonight, and he's a little nervous. And so I said, don't worry, our people love Justin's Place, guys. So I'd like to introduce Joseph Guntner. He's 18 years old. He will be the youngest to ever graduate from Justin's Place. And he's from Cape Coral and New York before that, from Long Island, he said, New York. So come forward, Joseph, and tell us how God has been good to you.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm nervous for this, so give me a second, please. Okay, so my name is Joseph Gunther. I'm 18 years old. I was born in Fort Myers. I moved over to New York, where I was raised for 10 years, and moved down to here. My addiction really didn't kick in until I was about 13 years old, when my father passed away. And I didn't know how to deal with that, because my dad, he was in addiction his whole life, and I really never even saw him. Growing up, I grew up in a really abusive home. A lot of emotional abuse. My mother was there, but she was a hard worker, but then again, she wasn't at the same time. My sister took care of me. Finally came over to Florida, and that's when things started to change. Started, you know, to actually go outside the house, meet people, meet friends, until I was, you know, came 15, and that's when everything started turning over, where I started to use marijuana more often, every day, all day, started to skip school, and you know, started hanging with the wrong people, started doing a lot more things I probably shouldn't be doing, got into the dark web, started ordering stuff, and that's when things started changing. Then I turned 17, and that's when I got kicked out of the house, moved to my aunt's, and that's when I started to pick up opiates and benzos. You know, I didn't have to pay for my stuff, they were right next to it. And that's when I started to, you know, try them. Then I went to school, and I realized I started to get sick off of them, so I started using them during the day. And then when I was too high, I had to use benzos to send myself to sleep, and it would be a cycle over and over and over again until one day I overdosed, not on the opiates, but the fact that I mixed them both too heavily, where my respiratory system was failing. And that's when the first time I ever really intervened with God. That's when God kind of showed up, because I was in the ambulance, and I was in and out constantly, but the only thing I know is that I was alive, I was living, and I didn't die, and I was supposed to. And I went to a rehab when I was 17, halfway through, and I was still wanting to use. I was, you know, doing all these things in the rehab, hopping the fence, doing things, and then that's when I finally came to Justin's Place. That's when I decided to give myself a second chance at life. That's when God gave me a second chance at life again at a very young age, and the first month there was very hard, coming off all the psych meds I was on. But God held my hand through it. God necessarily carried me through it, because either way, I wanted to leave so bad and go run. But God kind of, you know, locked me in the house and told me just to hold on. And that's when the miracle kind of happened. I went over to LaBelle, which is the second part of the program. And that's when God started changing me from the inside out. My heart started changing. I wanted to be around people. I didn't want to be alone anymore. I became more social. I wanted to talk more. And, you know, I wanted to love people how I loved myself, because I started loving myself again. And so everything that God has done for me, you know, I was supposed to die almost a year ago, and I didn't. I was supposed to be kicked out of this program because I decided to take back my will, and I haven't. Twice. And, you know, I still keep pushing through it. I don't consider myself a Christian yet, but I do consider myself a follower of Jesus Christ. You know, I have one foot in this world and one foot in heaven. I'm still struggling to figure out my way to that, as I'm still new to this. But I can testify, you know, that God is working through me and people around me. You know, I have a hard time listening to God sometimes because I'm stubborn. I want to do what I want to do still. But, you know, he always kind of, you know, hits me in the back of the head and says, like, look, I'm, like, right here, you know? And it's true, because there's a lot of times, like, through my life, and even through, like, even today, it was, like, really hard. I wanted to just run. I wanted to legit go into my house and just lock myself away. But I didn't, though. I decided to, you know, get out for a little while. And because I didn't like the people around me and what the situation was going on, because I wanted to be my way. But, you know, God did it for a reason. You know, another funny thing is that I got put on contract for certain situations. And I was supposed to go to my sister's birthday party, and I couldn't go due to I was on contract. And, you know, they all decided to get high. My aunt OD'd, she went into the hospital, and I tried talking to my mother. She wouldn't answer. My sister was starting to cuss at me and do things like that, saying I was manipulating to figure out a reason why and to gossip. I said, okay. And in reality, I thank God that I didn't go there because they were all using something. I don't know what. And if I was there, I probably would have died. Because my addiction takes me to a place where I have a very extreme personality to where if you give me a little, I want a lot. If you give me a lot, I want more. And it never stops. And even today, it still doesn't stop. There's times where I look at people who are high, I'm like, I used to be like that. And even though I know that's what I used to look like, it still kicks in because this world is not what it may seem. In reality, I'm joyful in what God has done for me today. I'm alive, I'm sober, and I have people around me who care about me and love me for who I am and not what I used to do. You know, and so I've heard that, you know, God loves for who we are, and sometimes, you know, he even forgets about our past and just justifies on why we should go to heaven. So that's all I gotta say. Thank you. Thank you.